not only without compunction, with the expectation of reward, because of the fact that what he is doing is holy. In Spain, for the first 200 years that the Jews were there, from the middle of the 10th century to the middle of the 12th century, the Moors and the Muslims did not take Islam very seriously. Therefore, they were tolerant of Jews. They were easygoing in matters of religion. And even though the time itself was a cruel time in the world, and the punishments for even minor crimes were horrific, and nevertheless, there was a spirit of liberalism, almost easygoing type of life in Spain. In the year 1150, a sect of Muslims called the Almohads, those who are devoted to Muhammad, this sect, a fundamentalist sect believing in the literal interpretation of Islam and of the Quran, staged revolutions throughout Spain. And the revolutions were against the easygoing Muslim sheikhs and caliphs who were running the country. And they demanded a strict interpretation and a strict enforcement of all the laws of the Quran. Since the Quran in many, many areas is self-contradictory, and in other areas it is vague, this really meant that they could do whatever they wanted to, all in the sake of heaven. And in the year 1150, they were successful in gaining control in the city of Cordova, in the Rambam's home city, where he and his family lived. And one of their first acts was to force the Jews of Cordova to convert to Islam. And after a great deal of influence, pressure, bribery, whatever word we want to use, they allowed the Jews of Cordova a short period of time to make up their mind. Those Jews that did not want to make up their mind left. But leaving meant that you left your home, you left your furniture, you left your business. For all intents and purposes, you left your wealth, whatever you had, except for what could be taken with you. Those Jews that sought to have the best of all worlds, and somehow to ride out the storm, remained in Cordova and converted to Islam. Later, when the Almohads would fall, as they would, within a decade, almost all the Jews reverted back to Judaism. But then the question arose whether or not they were to be accepted back, and if accepted back, under what terms. We'll see that the Rambam himself will play a role in gaining the acceptance of these Jews back into the fold. And that even though he could have said, as many other Jews who fled Cordova did say, listen, we gave up everything to retain our Judaism. And these guys could not pass the test. Now they want to come, you know, they want to have Maftar Yonah and Yom Kippur, not by us. But we'll see that the Rambam was above such an attitude. And the Rambam generally, in all of his works, reflects the idea that even though a person is accountable for his human failings, he is usually not accountable to other human beings who have also human failings. The Rambam and his family fled their ancestral city of Cordova,